We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simen Shin Samach Zayin. If a woman can make an Erev, where Mechaber had differentiated regarding that a woman couldn't make an Erev, even without her husband's awareness, even if he protests, even if he's not Ragel Arvim on. But he qualified, he says, that what he's making it forbidden on them. For example, let's say he only opens up to the Chatzar, but it was open to two Chatzers, and one is Ragel, and it makes it forbidden, one is not Ragel. So the Ragel there makes forbidden, then you could do Shalei L'taiti. But if he doesn't make it forbidden, then she cannot do it. Now, as long as he doesn't explicitly protest, then even if he's not Ragel, and he doesn't make it Asa, she could be Ma'ar Shalei B'diyasa, because Mistamu could say it's Nichalei. But she cannot be Mazaka from his to others, Shalei B'diyasa. And that's where we are on page 466 of Reish Lama Gimel Bebez, continues the Mechaber. B'mein Habal Ba'isha Be'ir. Now, what happens if the husband nor the wife are in town? So the family members, they can make the Erev without his awareness. If the house only opens up to one courtyard, even open up to two chatzeres, if he customarily made Erev with one of them, more than a love, they can make the Erev on him. But if he wasn't accustomed, then not. But the members of the courtyard, they themselves cannot go and take the bread from his house to make an Erev without the consent of one of the family members. Even if he's accustomed with them, and even if he makes it forbidden on them. The Yeshayim, some say, they limit the wife's power. She cannot make the Erev only without his awareness. But if he says he does not want to make an Erev with them, then lie, not like the first opinion that says you could even go against his protest. Now, if he customarily makes the Erev with them, but actually, the right now he doesn't want to, the members of the court could go into his house, they could forcibly take it from him. If he's not accustomed, they cannot take it from him forcibly. They can force him in court to make the Erev with them. Or the cord goes down to his assets. Misha in the Rogel Arev says in the bottom, Inon Peshul, let's see, is that we don't have a, what's this, Tzion over here? This sign, the asterisk. Misha in the Rogel Arev, if someone does not customarily make the Erev, as a contingent of Rish Lamadal, the Erev in Bnei HaChatzer, and he made the Erev with the people of the Chatzah. But the Mechazah Meirubi, he then retracted from his Chatzah. So he allows the Beliskar, he has to go back and be Zaychem. Avalim Ragla Arv, but if he customarily makes the Erev, but Erev Makarcha, then even against his will, it's Erev. That's the Rosh and Perek Hadarf. Says in Mishnah Berura, Sivkatan, Tess. He said, if let's say neither husband nor wife is in town, so the people of the family members can make the Erev Shalei B'diyasa without his awareness. Now, let's say they know from him that he doesn't want to, even if he did not explicitly protest regarding them, they cannot make the Erev, which Rashar Tzinois Vav brings this from the Tazim Magen Avraham Nalik the Bach, and this is looked to be Halacha, and different Maskel Avol, where he discusses this. Sivkat and Yud. But in general, they could do it without his awareness. If the house only opens only to L'chatzah Echad, to one courtyard, this chus would like, because then it's a merit for him. But Vadeli Akbar, Alein, for sure, he's not going to be particular on them, of the Pesuch, L'shtei Chatzeres, like the Mechaba continues. But if it opens up to two courtyards, Ein Yechem L'arv, L'ab Shalei B'diyasa, they cannot make the air for him without his awareness. K'nen L'shchus L'vad, it's not definitively a merit for him. K'shem L'li Akbar, L'arv, M'chatz Zum, maybe he does not want to make an air with this courtyard, El M'zu, only with the other one. Unless it was like the Mechaber concludes. Sivkat Yud Aleph. So he said that, and even if it is open to two courtyards, if he's Sivkat Yud Aleph, Ragel Arav Hulu, because Mary makes an Erev with one of them, then they could still make the Erev for him. Because the Mestama Gamata that will say, presumably also now, that would also be his intent. Tushar Tzinai Zayin says, and it's Pasha, the same thing is, when he's rogalotz subalavi derech mavi echad through one mavi, so he makes a forbidden on that the members of that mavi, but does not join the erev. If that's the case, so it's like one chatzer that he has, like the halacha of chatzer echad. Sivkat and yud beis. But we said if he's not rogal, then they cannot do it. But the people of chatzer, they cannot take his bread from him. Without the consent of one of the family members, even if he's Ragulam Omen, the enemy makes it forbidden on them. Without the consent of one of the family members, if it was with their awareness, it would be permitted, as long as they didn't hear from the homeowner that he does not want to hear. They brought in the name of Menachrin that they passed in the Chatzar. That the members of the court, they could take his bread without his awareness. As long as they don't know that he is protesting, actually, even without the awareness of his home, the members of the home. Sivka and Yud Gimel. Then there was a Yesh Oimer, that the wife cannot make the Erev only without his awareness. If he says he doesn't want to, then not. Even if the home only opens up one courtyard, that he makes a forbidden to them by refraining the Erev, Sivkat and Yudalt, still, if it says he doesn't want law, or if to make an Erev with them, then law, then no. And if he says this only after she made the Erev, and then the Erev that she had made is retroactively nullified. Now, if he customarily makes the air with them, and now he doesn't want to, some contents well, but the members of the chatzar could go into his house, take the bread from him forcibly, rather than simply his ishtay, simply as his wife. Which Sharetzi Nasirav says, Memela, this removes Allah, the way says that explains that the wife is worse than the people of the chatzar. But Mayri says, Mishmur Shaladim, and he asks his Erev, that through his refraining from the Erev, Isalim, he makes it forbidden on them. So then they could do it forcibly. But if it's not Ruggle, then they cannot take it from him forcibly. But they could force him in court to make the Erev. But someone says, even though they themselves, they cannot take the law into their own hands as the previous case. But Bezna, you could even say the courts would force him that he should make the Erev with them, conditionally, yes, that he shouldn't make it forbidden on them. But then Zen, this halacha, the Bezna, that the courts force. Kulakulam is according to everyone, even according to the first opinion. Sivkat Yud Zayin. Or Bezdin is Yoyin Lachasav, they go down to his assets and Vaisin Shituv, and they make a Shituv with his assets. The Ramah said, if someone's not Ragal to make the Erev, and he makes an Erev with the Bnei Chatzar, Sivkat Yud Chazav, Chazam Eruvai, and he retracts, that he says, Chazrani, be in the Erev, I'm backing out of the Erev. But I don't want to join the Erev, with the Shatav Oyin Malcham, and to join with you anymore. So, according to your tenth, Sir Klaus Waliskas, to go back and be Zaycha again. Because the Batei Ruvim Bishituv, his Erev, his prior Erev in the Shituv, has been nullified. Avshar Dayan HaPas Monach Mekamah, even though the bread is still there in its original place where he joined it, but came there from year to Lius Oichitavim, if he wants to again be joined with them, Sir Klaus Shatav Machadosh, you have to do the Shituv from new. Time Be Alacham, and different Maschel, Sir Klaus Waliskas. Sivkat and Chav. We said, but if he's Ragal Arev, then have an air about Karchai. Then forcibly it is an air. But they can't go back and nullify his air. Like we previously said. When he customarily makes the air with them, the members of the court could come, but they can forcibly take it from him. The Shartin, Leish Tezvav says, same thing is. Where he makes it forbidden on them, even if it's not Ragla, so the Shulchan Aruch. Now this all, according to the opinion of the Rush, that the Maila of Eiser making it forbidden is equal like the Maila of Ragla, that when he's accustomed. But according to the Rambam, according to him, the members of the Chatzar cannot take from him from him forcibly, even where he's Ragla to make air with them, only makes it forbidden on them, like the way the Goyen Yaakov writes. So Maila over here, also we would need both Ragla and Eiser. Says the Mishpura further, the shore over here, Shapaz Kvamunach Biyadim, the bread's already there by them. So for sure, they could force him. Even according to the first opinion that holds, without the wife's consent, the members of the court cannot take them forcibly. It's the woman who could do it. Because the bread is already there, and therefore we would allow that.
So the Mechavah said, the people of the Chatzah, they can't take the bread to make Erev Shalom Midas Ech Mnei Malbais. That was according to the first opinion. So it says, look at Mishabur Sivkot and Yudbeis that we explained, that means Shalom Midas means without his awareness, which is like the explanation of the Mefarshim, which is the source is brought in the Torah. And in the truth, it says this halacha is very wondrous, because the Bach and the Taz and other Mefarshim already wonder that what's the difference between the people of the Chatzar and the people of the members of the house. If they permitted the B'nai Ba'ayis without his awareness, where it doesn't open only to the one Chatzar or where he customarily joins, and for the reason that it's a Schutz for him, and for sure he's pleased, where the Mokin Ram writes a Sivkot and Gimel, so too we should permit in these cases also the people of the Chatzar, because for sure he'll be agreeable to this. In truth, it would seem, because of the greatness of the question, that the intent of the Torah and the Mechaber is not to introduce that the people of the Chatzar are worse than the people of the house. Because there's no source for this at all. In this study, he writes, Al B'nai HaChatzar is not going on what it says near that the halacha of the B'nai Beisun. It's going on the beginning of the Siman. On the halacha of Ishtam Rebis, even Bal Karchai, and Shalem Medaita that it said regarding B'nai Chatzar, it means Bal Karchai against the will of the Bal Abayis. And the Ikar halacha is coming to let us know that Bal Karchai, to forcibly of the Bal Abayis totally, that is no way to permit for the in general people. And that's what's the words of the Rush, where there is the source where this comes, this whole Siman. Well, look at what that he writes, that this the B'nai Chatzar could go in and take Bal Karchai, that's also where at least is the opinion of the consent of his wife. But Bal Karchai of all of them, there's no smar to make an air look over there. And they begin to say this, okay, that makes sense, that the words of the Torah, Mamshak, the words of the Rush. And that's the something with B'yag Gras of Katan Zayin that explains like this in the words of Machabah, look over there, that it doesn't bring a raya only regarding Bal Karchai. According to this, it's not really resolved so well. This that the Torah and Mechaber conclude Shaloi Midas Echav Mnei Habayis, because it sounds like it's that an awareness of one of the family members is permitted even by Karcha the Bal Habayis. L'char, we don't find the Rasha permits only Midas Ishtoi, but not Midas Shah Bnei Habayis. So on that says the Bir Halacha Tzarachin requires further analysis. Now, L'halacham, the opinions regarding this between the Achrayim. According to Tazmak, the Brahma Sim Shin San Chesed, sounds like that the people of the Chatzar cannot take a bread to make air without the awareness of the Bal Abayis, even if the house opens up to one Chatzar. According to the Bach and Marabba Lablin, it sounds like that it's permitted when it opens up to one Chatzar, and that's as inclined the base Meir and the Nar Shalom and Sim Shin San Chesed, L'Halacha. So it's looking to be Halacha later on that we were inclined also that where it was Ragel to Mishtatav until now, with them, you can rely on them to be lenient to take it without his awareness. The Masab Yesh Aimim, the second opinion in the Mechaber, that no, a woman can only do it Shlebi Diyasi, but not against his will. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Mechaber quotes only the name of a Yesh Aimim. Sounds like that he holds the primary, like the first opinion, when it's Tam, and then Yesh Aimim, then he holds like the general, the anonymous opinion that he says first. Because according to this opinion, you would have to say that it's an error in the text of the Svarim, Ragel in Sha'in Ragelai, and the way it states the rights and Kesa Mishnah. Truth is, you don't have to really be Meshabesh to Svarim, and really, it would make sense this opinion, even according to Argus, the way Margaret Ram writes, and that's how it's explicit their words in the Pirish Rabbein Hananel. It's also going in the Shitz Rambam, look over there. According to their words, it comes to the two members in the simple understanding. The first teaching, Ishtim Rebesh Lemedaita, that is only without his awareness, and like the simple understanding of the wording, which is when he's not Ragel to Meshtatab. And the second teaching that says Ragel Sham, Nechnasa Bnei Chatzar Naitel, that's Bal Karcha, and therefore also the Rif doesn't mention only the two teachings because it goes in the Shitz Rabbein Hananel and his Rebbe, where by Ishtai, when he's not Ragel, it's not permitted only Shalem Adas, like the Pasha Lishn or Shmuel, and not Bal Karcha. If that's the case, since the Sugiz Hashas is explained very well according to the Rambam, and also Rabbein Hananel, the Rif hold like this, according to them, it also makes more sense to Sugi, because according to the Rush, the last teaching of Shmuel is by a house that opens up to two advice and it doesn't make it forbidden to them. So what's not Nasim al-Karchai? What does it bother them if he doesn't give his portion of the Erev? He would be forbidden to take out his Kli Bayis L'chutz and not them. So it's possible that one should be machmer like the Shita, not to make the Erev Bal-Karchai the Bal-Abayis, even Das Ishtai, where he's not Rogel to Mishat with them. However, Neli Rabbi says, I saw that he wrote, like the first opinion, you could Paskin L'Kula, and says Be'er L'Chatzarchin, requires further analysis. However, even if you don't want to Paskin like this opinion to be Machmer, where the husband is being Meicha, at least you could rely to Paskin like them regarding to be lenient, regarding where he's Rogel Arvimam, where the people in the Chatzar could go in and take from him Bal Karcha, and you don't need the consent of his wife at all, because the truth is the first opinion requires Das Ishtai, even in this case, which regarding that, Erma Machmer, it's difficult because that's not the understanding of the Gemara at all. And also the Rashi and the Zekadish, even though Paskin is also like the Svar, the Rashi, that a wife could be make the Eivish Lemit Aite, meaning even Balkarcha, the husband. However, he writes regarding this explicitly that people of the Chatzah could go in and take Balkarcha even without the consent of the wife. It's just that, according to his Shita there, he explains that Ragel means Ragel lesser, not Ragel Ishtatev, which is asked within his Chedushim, but as a case, why does Shmuel say Ishtim Rebbez, even without Das Ishtim permitted, because the people of Chatzar Nechnasim, look what it means Ritzachin. However, according to the Shita Sarash, that it means Ragel Ishtatev, and that's the Kamail, and that's what explains the truth in the Rif, and the Rambam, and Rabbein Chananel, and his Chedushim, that's the case, everything makes sense, because where he's Ragel Ishtatev, you don't need even Das Ishtim. But it seems that according to the Shita Rambam and those who hold him, the people of Chatzar cannot take a Balkarcha where he's Rogel, rather Davka where he makes the forbidding them, the way he wrote in Mishnah Berurah. That's the something of Pirshu Ben Chanan, look over there. What comes out from all this is that Lahalacha, it's logical that where he's Rogel, he customarily uses and he makes the forbidding them, people of Chatzar could take it even Balkarcha, and you don't need the consent of his wife at all. And at least Shalabidiyasa, but sure he could be subject to Belinin, because Menachem and Malinin, even according to the Torah, as we wrote previously. Is there Maskel Tzarech Lavs of Liskais, like we said, the other star. The Mishnah Berurah says we don't know what this is. Not, it's not. No, there's no bihalach on that. So he said that if someone that does not is not rogel arv and he made a erev with the bnei chatzar and he retracted, so if lavs of this, you have to go do it over again. So he said the lashon is magumgum a little bit because the toma with the bread is already there. It's still there. But that's the case. What's the yavs of yiskim? There's no svar to say that he has to take the bread back from its place and then to put it back there in the shutfas. Is it any worse? His backing out from, like, if he was a shutev and wine, that he could rely on it because of Be'er, look at the submissions and above Sefer Yudalf. Here also, why can't you rely on that? He says, don't explain this to me that up until now, he gave bread for them all and is mazaka to them, and therefore after he backs out, if he wants mishata from new, he would have to mazaka to them through someone that again, they should have a portion in his bread. He can't say that's what Toma, because that's the case. What is the Ramah ending of Alam Rogla Arv have Eir Bakorchai? In such a case, it's logical that Rogla would not help. They should be obligated always to give a portion for all of them in his bread. Obviously, it's Toma when he doesn't give only his portion, therefore, difficult, like we said. So it seemed that the Kavanah doesn't mean that he has to be Mizaka and give from anew, it's just that he has to say with his mouth that he's going back in his Mishtat with them and his Mizaka to hold them that he should that it should be for them a portion in his bread. And because we say that if someone's Makbar in his Eiv, it's not an Eiv, and there's no bigger Hakbada than this where he backed up, and if he has to say that he's not Makbar in his bread, he's Mizaka to hold them that they should have a rights in his portion of his bread. Some of the issues. Dish number 10. So Mishnah Berurah brought that the Bnei Bayis could do it if the wife's not there. But if they know that he doesn't want, even though it wasn't explicitly a protest, they cannot make there. Now, if he protested regarding his wife, if others can be mizakatem bal korchai forcibly from their own bread, the Prima Gadim and the Chaznish are not sure regarding this because it's possible that Dafka from his own, chum mizakin to be ma'ar bal korchai and not from others. On the other hand, the Chubas Bachar B'chaim wrote to a Kehila that there was a person that protested regarding Erev without any claims, that they should be Mzakatim Bal Karcha because it's a total schos. And he proved his halacha in the words of Rashi Kedushin that regarding an Eved that does not want Mekabel Ashtar Shichur, that since it's a total schos for him, where he permits him in Bas Chayr, and then he comes to the in category of mitzvah like a Yid, even if he stands up and he screams, Mzakatim. And that's written in Chubas Shayla Meshav, that someone does not admit to an Erev, it's possible to Mzakatim Bal Karcha, and that's written in Chubas Chazayin Nochem. Now then, Shuvas Machz Avram writes, it's not possible to rely on the words of the Rashba that were brought before, because the Shechnach and Eridirish Shamach Zayn Paskins, that if Evet is Meicha, that he's not Mekabel his emancipation document, and also not to be Mzakatim Deshtar, he does not go free, because it's not effective as a Chibak Karcha, even by someone that is a false chos. And even if the reason always protesting regarding the Eiv is because he wants that the Eiv should be placed Dafka in his shul, he writes over there, it's not possible Mzakatim Bal Karcha. Dishon number 11. Mishnah Berurah said, so even if he was not explicitly Meicha, but they know he doesn't want to do it, the father, they cannot make the Erev. Now, the reason of the difference between the wife that could be Ma'ar Bal Karcha regarding the other family members, they cannot. So Shabbos writes, because Ishta Kegufa, that's the Mishnah writes in Sivkot Alf. Now, Shalom explained, because a woman in general is the one who does the business dealings in the house, and he's not so particular, and specifically that we hold that the Erev is because of Dira, and the husband's will is that the Makom of Dira should be where his wife is, and therefore the Erev takes effect against his will, which is not the case for other family members, that this reason does not apply. Just number 12, we said that a later case, that even though they can't do it, but the court could do it, regarding the halacha forcing on mitzvahs, the opinion of the Nesivus HaMishpat is that every person can force his friend to make mitzvah say, just like you can stop him from an Isser. Another, in Meshev and Nesivus, he's Masig, they could say, is that You could force his friend only to separate him from an Isra, but to force him to perform a mitzvah, only Bezdin could do, and that's what Mechaz Chanuch writes. Shuvas Kassam Sefer writes that even if, regarding Kiyumi mitzvahs, like Lulav and Sukkah and something like that, every Jew could force his friend to become the mitzvah, and you don't need a Bezdin for that. However, regarding monetary law, you need a Bezdin to force, and that's written in Shari Yosha from Shem Shkab. Chassam Sefer adds on that after a Pesach comes up from Bezdin and does not want to fulfill it, then it's included in all the Chukam mitzvahs that every single person could force. Now, according to these words of Chassam Sefer and Shuvas Chazan Nochem, he writes that you have to explain why by an Erev only Bezdin could force, and that's because it's considered as a monetary halacha because they make Erev from its own funds. And he adds on that it's an Eitzot to make Erev Bal Korchai, even up Bezdin, being Mezakatim the bread from their Erev, and then it's not Dabashab B'mamon. But look what we wrote previously, that those who hold that halacha doesn't help to Mezakah Bal Korchai in any way. This is number 13, so he said Bezdin would force. Now regarding if you need to have a Bezdin Kavut to force, or even any three regular people to make a Bezdin and force him, and Shubas Chazan Nochem is not sure, and he proves that you don't need a Bezdin Kavua, a permanent Bezdin, from the words of the Vilna Gaon, that writes that the source for the Loch of Kaifin is from the words of the Gemara, the Bnei Chatzar Kaifin Zazel, Asa Lech B'Kayr, and just like a Lech B'Kayr, you don't have to have a Kafir through a Bezdin Kavua, so it would be regarding Erev. He writes also that the Echel is in the hands of Bezdin to take money or one of the best objects and to acquire with this bread, and it's possible to make Erev with this bread, and that's how written in Sevin Ar Shalom. This number 14. So this halacha, the Bezdin Kaifin, is according to everyone. The source of this halacha, the Beis Yosef writes, that it's from the words of the Magid Mishnah and Hilchos Erev, and it writes that when a person is not Rogel, Bezdin could come down to his Nechasim, or B'Tshuvas Neid Behuda, and those in the Vilna Goyim, brings the source of this halacha Kaifin, from the words of the Gemara, Erev Naf Pei, that brings a right to what Shmuel said, that one of the people of the Mavah that was Rogel Ishtatab, and he's not joining, the people of the Mavah could take a sheet of Bakarche, from the Braisa that says, you're forced to make a Lech of Bakar, and the Gemara rejects, and the Lashna Achrina, Mitzad Shani. And they ask that this wording has no understanding. Therefore, they might give a Bezdin Shani. And they write that that's the source for this halacha, the Bezdin could force on something. And the Gedugah Yisayfim, they're not going to say at all, actually, the Lishma Achrina in the Gemara. This is number 15. So if a guy backs out from the Erev and he says, Chizrani Bim in the Erev. Now, Dafke, if he says this on Erev Shabbos, but if he says this after being a Shmash, it's Kavachim writes that he cannot back out because Shabbos, Shahutra, it's already been permitted. Miriam says that Erev brings a story that one of the people of the courtyard was angry at his neighbor on Shabbos, and his Mafker is Chelik in the Erev, and they ruled that his bittel is nothing because even if the bread was eaten, the Erev is not bottled. But sure, in a way, it was only Mafker's portion in the Erev. There's number 16 that he doesn't want to make an Erev. Even before the first Shabbos, Shubhis Tarim Makil writes that he could back out. This number 17, and where he doesn't want to be mishtatav with them. Now, in the case where they made an Erev for a certain amount of time, and now they're still within that time, Shubhis Chacham 3 writes that even here he could back out. The other hand, Shubhis Beis Yitzchok Shmelkis writes that no, he cannot back out, and that's written in Shubhis Bechad B'chaim. According to B'ri Halacha writes in the Maschot Tzar that when you back from the Erev, there's no big hakpar than this, chayr then always through his backing out, it should nullify the Erev. Dish number 18, it says that here it's more lenient because the bread is already there by them. Even though generally the people of Chatzah cannot take a bakarche, they could. Now, regarding if you also need to have the wife's intent, Chazanish writes that you do. Chubbis Rebbe brings him Chubbis Beis Yitzchok, Rashmak is the Beshas, it's Chak. In a present situation, it could be lenient and to make Erev even without the wife's intent, like the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. The reason the Beis Yitzchok is that in a present situation, you can rely on the Shittas of Rambam and the Rashba, that by Oyster Beragel, you don't need Das Ishta and Befrat, specifically that you could combine the Shittah of the Ramah, that also the Rash is Maidah.